Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Just the Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out. And best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Real Ass Podcast coming at ya. I feel like we should start saying the date at the top of every show. You know, that's the thing that some people do in podcasting that I like, where they're like, it's fucking... Is it always September 11th?
Yeah.
It's always September 11th. September 11th, 2001. Real Ass Podcast. What a great day. Nothing could possibly go wrong today.
What is that smell of smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 8:11 in the morning. This is the best day of my life.
Nice
day out there right now. Sunny's out.
It's probably the nicest weather it's ever been.
My other son just learned how to fly.
That's cool.
International superstar Zach Amico's here.
Hello.
Chris Tinkle's here.
Hello.
And very special guest in studio. Very happy to have this gentleman. Very funny stand-up comedian. Another hilarious podcast called Come Town. Host of that show. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Nick Mullen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Is Nick a good volume? I feel like he is, right? He is. All right. Nick, welcome to the show, dude.
Thanks for having me. This is a great studio.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's a nice apartment in general.
Yeah, yeah. Fellow Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the Gas Digital fucking dream, baby.
From the net. Where do rattlesnakes live? I've only ever seen like a video of rattlesnakes in some guy's garage.
I don't know.
Not with their rattlesnake babies anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Certainly not with the rattlesnake mom.
Far away. Well, first of all, I don't even know where we're at. I think it's in the West, right?
In the desert.
If I had a guess, I'm going to assume Arizona, Texas.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, like I can give you a general region, but like,
do they have like a nest rock, or a habitat?
A nest. Where the fuck? What do snakes do?
Shannon, I know the problem with the sound. Your microphone is on and it's blaring.
Yeah,
because you have a fucking
Jack Nicholson from The Shining was over there.
Yeah,
holy
that's
fuck.
Literally. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was
that
like,
was the craziest sound ever. It literally sounded like somebody was banging on the door to get in when you typed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I turned it down a little.
Thank you.
She was typing with a lot of angst.
And I feel like that was the problem with the audio. That's why it sounded weird to me.
Yeah,
it sounds so much better now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Audio shit is so complicated.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard, especially when you run a podcast network.
Yeah.
Where do rattlesnakes live, Shannon?
Rattlesnakes are native to the Americas, living in diverse habitats from southwestern Canada to central Argentina. The large majority of species live in America, Southwest, and Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, where do they, like, what habitats do they have?
I don't, and snakes, so
do they hide under rocks? Do they have nests?
So there's no Puerto Rican rattlesnakes?
No, there's definitely no rattlesnakes in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is absolutely in between Canada and Argentina.
There's none though. I looked this up before because I think people are fucking stupid, right?
Yeah.
People go like, oh, dude, there's no rattlesnakes in Puerto Rico. I don't think they realize I'm a rattlesnake and I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah, like the street sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only one Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah, they're not actually from the streets. Those are all upper middle class white boys.
Exactly.
That turned into sharks.
Yeah, rattlesnakes live in the desert, right, Shannon?
Yeah, open rocky areas.
In Puerto Rico, they have a coqui frog. That's the frog of Puerto Rico. Have you guys ever been to Puerto Rico? You have, right,
Jinx? Yes.
Did you hear the coqui frog?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what Senior Frog is?
Coqui, coqui. No, is Senior Frog the racist meme guy?
No, it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. That's racist.
What's that racist meme frog guy?
Pepe.
Is that what it is?
Pepe, which is so funny because that's from like a comic and the guy that
Give
draws
Nick a little more volume, please, because he's definitely lower.
Sorry. The guy that draws the comic was like, what the fuck? You know, like it's not racist.
And then people started using it as a racist.
Well, people have been using like Pepe as like a meme for like 10 years. The guy, there was a comic, I think called Boys Club or something. There's a guy that just, produced his own comics. He had a business. You know, he was like, that was his product. And then, it, you know, they started being used for like memes in the same way that like...
Harambe.
Yeah, Harambe. Or I'm trying to think of something else.
Harambe, you know... I don't really even get the Harambe thing. Well, I don't get what people do with it. Like, I don't get what...
Why it was so popular initially?
No, I just don't understand what people are doing as, like, a meme. Like, I know there's a thing called, like, Dicks Out for Harambe.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that means.
It's like, I don't know, like, self-reflective irony at that point. Like, people were initially laughing at it because everyone was mad that they shot the gorilla...
Yeah.
You know, to save that boy, which is a retarded take. It's a fucking human being.
Of course. You gotta fucking kill that gorilla.
Yeah. So, and then people were mad about it in the same tone that they were mad about that Cecil the Lion thing, which backfired.
Last week we talked about the elephant hunter that got trampled to death.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, there was an elephant hunter that got trampled to death by an elephant that he was hunting.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, fuck that elephant hunter. But I did a little more research on it. Not only those 500 people a year that elephants are killing, they're like, it's a real problem. Like, Africans hate elephants.
Right.
They're not into it. Like, we had Akash singing here last week.
I know. I used to do LOL all the time.
We had Akash singing here, so we had to walk on eggshells because his culture fucking, like, really respects elephants.
Oh, because he might come back as one.
Yes.
His aunt might be an elephant now. She died like 2 years ago, and now she's a fucking.
It wasn't good. So that's kind of where I still don't understand what Dicks Out for Harambe means and in what context people use it.
I don't know. I think that's some dumb Brandon Wardell shit. And I don't even think he knows why he's participating in any kind of online humor. He just sort of goes with the flow. I like Brandon, but he's a retard.
Yeah.
Did the sound just get immediately better?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, Shannon, but literally just now it turned into a professional podcast. So whatever you just did in this exact moment
was great.
Like 10 seconds ago.
Just keep accidentally doing that.
Did you turn your mic off? That's exact. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say it's her fucking microphone is picking up
it
the room?
It is quiet now. I feel like we're
amazing.
I feel like we're like underground in like a bunker.
Right, we had a fucking sound guy come in here, okay, and make this place sound perfect. And then today we turn it on. Listen to this now.
Yeah, it sounds better.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Nick. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And your voice sounds velvety.
Yeah. Mm. And now Nick sounds good. It's great.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I apologize. So, all right. So, real quick, before we even get into the show, because we go ADD out the gate, okay? Let's get some plugs out of the way. This is the theme for Come Town.
Yeah, 100% copyright owned by me.
Yeah.
I wrote this song. I performed it.
You just don't care about the possibility of getting... Because you're going to build a brand. You got a theme song for fucking... You're going to have 100 episodes.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get popular enough where the fucking guy who wrote the song is going to come at you and take out a fucking copyright claim against you.
Yeah.
Isn't our theme Justin Bieber and Pantera?
Yeah, but it's only like 6 seconds or whatever. That's what it is.
The fucking hostile is a lot longer than 6 seconds.
No, whatever it is, if it's under like a certain amount of seconds, you're allowed to use it. So that's how radio shows clip things up like crazy. But this is just...
This is the entire song.
The whole fucking song.
Like the dance?
Yeah.
It's
the first 25 seconds of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then you drop it. So yeah, maybe you beat the number. I don't even know. I'm kind of making all of this up right now.
Yeah.
Nick Mullen, what do you got to plug real quick before we get into the show?
Nothing these days.
Nothing.
I guess I can't. Never mind. Sorry.
Come Town, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Your podcast, which is what people love the show.
Yeah.
You and Stavros. Stavros is a funny motherfucker, dude. Savaros is under the radar. Just came out of nowhere.
I don't know. Well, how so?
I mean,
it's because he was standing behind Bobby.
Yeah.
Turn Zach down a little bit. He's a little loud. funny joke. No, Stavros kind of came out of nowhere. Like, he's sort of coming around with Bobby. Bobby brought him around a couple times.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, and then boom, he's everywhere now.
Yeah, I guess. He's he's a funny guy.
No, he's really funny.
Yeah. He's Stavros fun to hang out with. Yeah.
So, yeah, check out Come Town. Chris Tinkle.
Oh, yeah. Check out Hammer... Am I loud? Whatever. Hammer Fisting is going live. MMA podcast. We're going live starting this evening at 5 p.m. And we'll be making an announcement. I think we're going to be 99% sure we're going to be doing a live podcast with a very popular MMA star. UFC 205.
Oh, who are you going to do it with?
It may be... Well, I'm not going to say but it may be two people. Lewis, I know five fighters. So, by doing math right now,
it's gonna be Misha Tate, and
there's a good possibility we'll be doing a live podcast with her
and her
at
boyfriend,
a comedy club. Yes,
Brian Caraway.
He has a name. Okay.
Brian Carroll.
Just because they fight in the same weight class and she's a little bigger than him doesn't mean...
She definitely looks more jacked than him. She's hot. Pull up a picture of Misha Tate on the big screen if you can, Shannon. You can turn the music off, too. We're going to be doing
this podcast for a minute. So we'll be figuring out where that's going to be. I think we have an idea, and also how we're going to get tickets. Because
sick, dude. Can I come out for that?
Maybe we'll see if we have room.
You're a piece of shit, dude.
In the back, maybe.
Never in my life have I met a person more unappreciative. Zach Amico, what do you got to plug?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat, Zach Amico. November 1st, finals of New York City Roastmasters tournament. Me versus Christy Cello, the rematch. JP McDade versus Evan Williams, and then the winner of those two battles going for the belt.
Also, Metzger versus Aaron Berg.
Yes, just announced.
Three-rounder going to be to cap the night off, which is going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. I host that as well. You can also watch it live here on the Gas Digital Network, 10:30 every other Tuesday night. Make sure you check out Legion of Skanks every Wednesday, 9 p.m. That is tonight. We got Bert Kreischer on the show tonight. And then also make sure you check out the Countdown SiriusXM Rush 93 every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, with myself and the Count, Michael Bisping. That's it. So, yeah, this is Misha Tate. Look at her. Look at Misha. Fucking Jack Diesel.
Whatever.
Show her ass. You got to see her ass. If you guys are listening to the audio version of this show, you got to look up Misha Tate's ass. Look at that. That's another level, dude.
It's like God got out his hammer and his fucking chisels and spent extra time on her.
Yeah. By the way, this is coming
out.
So,
she beats people up?
Yeah. Thing? She's she was former UFC bantamweight champion.
Okay.
She's real good. She's friends with Tinkle.
Yeah, so she's going to be fighting on at UFC 205.
What's heavyweight for women?
I don't think they have. Do they even have that?
135, fucking big bitches.
Yeah. So what's bantamweight then? 85
No, bantamweight is 135. It's all the same weight classes.
Oh, it's all the same weight class? Okay.
The biggest weight class that they've been for women so far is 145. And like out of competition, they usually walk around at 165, and they're pretty big chicks. Dude.
Yeah, like Cyborg Santos walks around at 170 pounds. She's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
She's a scary, scary bitch. Here's the thing. In MMA, you almost need the chicks to be hot in order to kind of get interest. Like, all the chicks are very popular are very hot, right? Except for Cyborg, because she fights like a dude. So there's this weird
sect. Like how in UFC you need some of the guys to be white.
Yes.
Yeah, people to be interested.
It's actually a majority white guys.
Yeah.
Because fucking there was no money in the sport until recently.
Yeah.
Now there's money in it. Blacks are going to take over very quickly.
Yeah.
But
that was my dad's only commentary on mixed martial arts. He's like, we're the black guys.
Yeah.
That's what he said immediately.
Well, yeah, because there was no, in the beginning, it's because white guys are crazy. It's mosh pits, right? Yeah, when you watch, if you ever show a video of a mosh pit to like a dude from the hood, like he's like, yo, son, that's fucking crazy. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, they're shooting each other in the fucking heads in the projects and fucking beating each other up and jumping people.
He's got a gun in front of his pants pointing at his dick.
But
man, you white guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bullet's going to bounce off.
If you show them a mosh pit, they're like, oh my God, that's fucking nuts. And that's almost, I think, the same mentality that MMA, before there was money in it, You needed that crazy white guy. You blast some metal music, you'd run into a cage, and you fucking beat each other up.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's a real sport.
Well, the videos I've seen of like the original UFC, I guess, back in the early 90s, it really looks like blood sport, where there's like the guy that's like, yeah, I'm the fat guy. I do fat style fighting.
Yeah,
the British guy versus the fat guy.
Well, those fat guys back in the day also had skills, but they weren't athletes.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're a 40-year-old fucking dude, you're, fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo, which you fucking, you've been training in a fucking Samsondale parking lot for, I don't know why I said, that's where I grew up. And that's where I went to karate. That's where my Taekwondo school was, in the Samsondale parking lot in Rockland County, New York.
See? Were there a lot of guys that fought out of there?
No.
a lot of ogre from Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, but
Asian guy that looks like Bill Hicks.
But that's exactly what it was back in the day. And they were legitimately trained martial artists, but
some of them were.
All were.
Dude, I think it was UFC 5 where they're just this fat dude who probably just like had a friend who told them that like, oh, my friend's tough, he can fight. I remember they're like, and train out of Puka-chan karate. Me and my friends didn't know anything. We're like, that is complete horseshit.
Yeah.
There's no way this guy is a fucking black belt in Puka-chan karate. I don't even know what that is. It's not even a real thing.
Sounds like a casino.
And dude, I remember it was like UFC 2, they had the ninja. And I remember not knowing anything, but being like, oh, this ninja.
He's a messer ninja. He's obviously going to put a blow dart into his neck.
Was he allowed to use a sword?
No.
He just got
No, it turns out
he just came in with size.
White ninjas. With a mullet, if they can see you coming, not very effective.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting? I used to love the movie Bloodsport as a kid, which is like kind of, you know, it's an entertaining movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, Frank Dux lied to Hollywood. It was all bullshit. There was no kumite. He like fucking claimed he was a ninja or whatever. It was just all fucking horseshit, and he sold this horseshit story. Because
it's great because before there was internet.
Yeah,
he was the original Chris Kyle.
Right, they didn't give a shit about fact checking.
You used to be
that.
Able to just like make up graduating college,
right? But I don't think there's this actual story about like a movie about the guy that fucking just went to some agent and was like, "Yeah, I'm a ninja," and because he has a book, and like in the book there's a picture of like all of his ninja equipment. It's like binoculars and like a roll of scotch tape. You know, it's like none of this is ninja.
Mentos.
Equipment. Yeah, no, he fucking just lied his way into this huge movie deal.
Yeah, I tried to lie my way into a TV show recently.
Yeah.
It was a...
Is that the one they asked you?
It was a comedy show.
If you had martial arts experience. They're like, you're not a comic.
No, they asked me if I had martial arts experience.
I told you this. Remember on this, and you're like, dude, I know how to throw. And I knew what they meant. They don't mean...
Here's what's even funnier, right?
What?
Dude, they fucking...
I knew this was going to happen.
It was brutal, dude.
And you shit on me on this show when I was like, Lewis, I don't know if that's a good idea, dude.
When he says, I got to go film a fight reel.
Yeah.
It's like if they say, do you know how to play basketball? I'm not going to put yes because I know I'm going to be there with like 7-foot black dudes. Yeah. And they're going to be like, can you dunk first before you even interview?
On my online resume, because you know, like you have that, I don't know what it's called, like breakdown or whatever, like that Actors Access shit.
I have no idea what that is.
So they ask you like your skill sets.
If you went
by my skill sets according to Actors Access, I am the most talented human being in the world.
Archery. Why not, dude? Archery.
I can do everything.
Yeah.
I know.
Dude, I can do everything.
Bowling.
Okay, yeah. I think, because they let you check everything.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So they entice you.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm going, if I had to act in a movie and I had to do this, I could pretend I'm a professional bowler in a movie.
I can literally do nothing. I was in with Central Casting to get extra work when I was like in between jobs or whatever, and they have you do the same thing, and I looked at that. And like I like to think that I'm not incompetent, but I looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do
it. What, you have no like secret
juggle,
talent.
I can juggle. Yeah,
I can juggle like a motherfucker.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, but see,
I literally cannot do anything.
I can do sleight of hand magic.
Yeah. I have rudimentary like carpentry skills.
White belt level.
When does that come up?
If you ever have to play Jesus?
Yeah. They're like, we need you to, route this.
Marlon could play a hot young Jesus in like the emo version of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Just the part where he builds shit and doesn't have any powers.
Jesus Christ Williamsburg?
Yeah.
He just works at a coffee shop as a barista. He doesn't charge you any money. He just gives them away for free because everyone should be entitled to coffee.
He turns water into coffee.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I went in on an audition. They liked me and they wanted me for a callback. They're like, we need to see your fight reel though. So me and Justin Silver went and like worked the pads, and I actually filmed myself doing kicks. And dude, I'm such a fat fucking, I don't know martial arts. I'm a fan of it and I've watched it a lot.
Yeah.
And I box a little bit. But dude, I can just imagine they're all probably just, to this day, every morning they get together and just drink coffee and laugh at this fat Puerto Rican throwing shitty kicks, dude. So brutal. And I was like, yeah, I've been training MMA on and off for 8 years.
Please tell me that you bowed at the end of the video to the camera.
Oh, did you?
Hi.
Fist in hand, bow the camera?
I didn't, but that is fucking hilarious.
God damn it. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm mediocre at a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I've never gotten great at anything. But I've gotten like okay.
See, but if I'm shitty at something, I'm not going to put down that I can do it. You know what I mean?
Well, look, I can juggle three balls decently for a while, right? Am I a fucking professional juggler? But I put that down. I mean, there's guys that juggle that can juggle six balls and do all crazy shit and flaming fucking pin, bowling pins.
Like I have a commercial agent. They'll send me on auditions and they're like, okay, for this one, you're like a bartender. I'm like, I don't know how to bartend. And they're like, yeah, it's just easy. You just pretend to be mixing
drinks. Really, dude? You wouldn't fucking put I put bartender. I've never bartended a day in my life.
No, because I don't know how to fucking do it. And it's because you know why? Because it's a fucking waste of time to go on that audition.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's not a waste of time, dude.
Because first of all, specifically bartender. No. I mean, you don't think everyone else going to that audition actually is a fucking bartender?
But what does it matter? All you got to do is fucking clean out a fucking glass and have a conversation. You can't do that.
You put some you put some ice or rocks, bro. Rocks. Call them rocks. And a thing, and then go.
Yeah, you're that's like, it. Yeah,
it's
not a remake of Cocktail, fuckface.
I'd
you're gonna have to make
over.
A drink for somebody. They're not even gonna be drinking it.
Yeah, I'd set the whole place on fire. I'd fuck it up.
You know what's funny?
I guarantee you, I'd fuck it up.
Grant Gordon, who's been on this show before, he actually so he got booked for this ad with Brendan Schaub. And so he was like this obsessive MMA guy. He called me in a panic, was like, dude.
Because he knew nothing about MMA.
I know nothing about MMA, and yeah. we're shooting in 2 hours, dude. And I sent him all these notes of like phrases
too
what
much,
to say.
Too much, too much. He should have done it earlier. When did he get booked on that?
Oh, dude, he crushed it.
Oh, he crushed it. Dude, good for him. I want to watch it. Can we see it? Is that
It's not out yet. No, but oh, that'd be great. But so he was in the same spot, and then he just like asked me, and I gave him all this, like, I gave him a fucking terms, glossary, and all this stuff, and he just went, and at one point, I think he told Brendan, like, by himself, was like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
But he, like, but he was, you know, I threw him all the terms. Basically,
I couldn't fake football. Like, I don't know anything. Like, if I was, and I could get booked to be a football fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, a fucking Raiders fan or a fucking Philly fan.
If it's just terms, I mean, you could learn a couple terms.
I don't think I could say them naturally enough.
Well, for his thing, see, he wasn't given actual dialogue. He was given, like, room to go off. So everything I told him, he was kind of did. So it's like, if they, like, asked him to have dialogue, he would not know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So he got lucky like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm not good enough of an actor. And I haven't been around. I grew up with all women, right?
Mm.
So this was, so I don't know. I've never, like, heard, I haven't heard a dude talk about a fucking, I can't even name terms right now. You know what I'm saying?
Football.
Like, fourth down.
Throw.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard people talk about what that means enough.
You know what fourth down means.
Kind
what
of.
Downs are.
Literally kind of. I mean, this is within the past 2 years, I kind of understood the concept. If I'm watching a football game, I understand what's happening. I still don't know when they have to opt to kick it into the other people's, the end zone. I have no idea.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they have...
No, I believe you.
Down before you rape. I know. Come on.
No. Shannon, can I have another coffee? Sorry, Shannon. I'm sorry. Shannon's usually so attracted to me, but now I'm just not being a dude, so...
Yeah. Sorry, awesome. You just,
also, we asked
you
every
just
guest,
revealed your big Shannon, football secret.
Can you give me a bottle of water, please?
What do you think of Shannon's lip ring right in the center?
It's hot, right?
Oh, that's... What is that called?
Oh.
Okay.
A vertical inverted librette piercing. Jesus.
Yeah. Dick sucker.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
That'd good be great. You, so how about we run football terms, then you get to guess what they mean.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I would love to. So, do you know football, Zach?
Not at all.
Not at all. See,
I don't either. I stopped giving a shit about football when I was like 13.
But you watched it up until you were 13. You had a dad too, right?
Yeah, I had a dad, but I didn't do much with my dad. I mean, like, he wasn't a bad dad, but like there wasn't shit we participated in together.
Did you watch football together?
Sometimes.
See,
occasionally.
I didn't have that.
Okay. I guess
my dad
yeah.
was murdered when I was 4.
By football?
By football yeah. players, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're animals. They don't play football.
It was football to grind.
Yeah. You got slapstick to death. Fucking slipped on a banana peel.
Oh, shit. All right. Do you know football's Tinkle?
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch it anymore, but right. I know the terms. And
good. Give me a term, and I'll tell you what it is.
Field goal.
That's where you kick it into the T thing.
2-point conversion.
In the uprights. Oh,
2-point conversion?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I think I got this.
Yeah.
Do you know Zach?
No.
You don't know. But you also fuck dudes, so that you have an excuse.
Whoa.
What? Do you fuck dudes?
I've dabbled.
Okay, so you how about you run dude fucking terms by Lewis?
yeah.
And if he knows more dude fucking terms than he knows football terms, then we got a problem.
They're pretty universal.
Yeah, I know dude fucking terms.
Okay,
obviously.
So what's a 2-point conversion in terms of dude fucking?
There's no.
What's a turnover on downs when you're fucking a man?
A 2-point conversion.
That's when you're fucking a retarded guy and turn him over.
What's encroachment?
That's where I.
What's face masking?
Reach around.
Shit.
That also happens in football.
I wish I could think of even like terms right now that I could be used as double entendres, but I can't think of any football terms.
Yeah.
We threw some out there.
I think of
reach around,
shoulder pads.
Yeah.
That's where I go. I can go with the costumes.
Yeah.
Did you just call them costumes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Halloween. I'm getting into the spirit.
So you fuck. So mixed martial arts is the only like sport,
the only sport
you, like,
that I watch.
Look like a man on the outside?
I'm a man, but I watch the most manly of sports. And I really do stand by this. Other people that like sports, you're watching grown men play with balls.
Yeah.
You're watching them play games. That's fucking gay as shit to me, right? Like, you're just watching. Like,
it's not like you want to fuck them while watching. There might be a little bit more homoeroticism with football, I think, than other sports.
Yeah,
there
but
is.
Then that's not. It's not like that's absent in MMA.
No,
I mean,
MMA
they're fucking
is a
naked.
Homoerotic, but I'm saying
there's theories that football is just like a giant gay sex like analogy, because it's like what team can fuck the other team the most.
Do you know what Yali Gresh is? The national sport of Turkey.
No.
The fucking greatest thing in the world. So Turkey's national sport, possibly the oldest sport in the entire world, is Turkish oil wrestling. And it could not be more gay. So basically, this is the sport.
Okay.
And so
they're putting Turkish in front of everything does make it sound
right. Yeah, Turkish coffee, that's just cum.
And
but
to kick off every event, they shoot an Armenian in the head.
Yeah. I mean, you can make jokes about how gay it is, and it still won't.
We'll pull up some video once Shannon gets back with the coffee. We'll pull some video on the big screen.
Well, I can break it down for you. So basically, like as a sign of respect, the fighters have to oil each other up with olive oil before the match. They don't do
does
it themselves. Have to
be olive oil? Can it be like coconut oil?
No, I think they use olive oil.
I mean,
like
this might be an entire episode of the Real Ass Podcast, me versus Zach.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no.
That's a lot of olive oil.
So the uniform is they wear
these, use bacon grease instead.
Yeah, they use these black leather capri pants.
Do me a favor, tell Shannon the name of this again so she can pull it up on the screen while we're talking about it.
It's going to be YAGLIGURE and then either S or SH. It's like an S with a... like that little five symbol. Yeah. Oh. Well, it's like a weird, I guess, a Turkish letter. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's an oil wrestling thing. Pull up video of this on the screen, Shannon, if you can.
Well, let me finish setting it up.
Okay, set it up first.
Yeah. So they wear these black leather capri pants. These like sort of semi, you know, kind of loose fitting, like Kanye's leather jogging pants that he's real excited about. They wear those, and those have a rope that runs down the inseam, like on the inside of the pants.
Yeah.
And you can win either by pinning your opponent. Or there's a special move you can do to win the match wherein you jam your hand down your opponent's pants.
Yeah.
And if you can put your hand all the way through their pants, then you win.
Yeah.
That's like a sign of domination. So it's literally you oil each other up.
That's my move with chicks.
Yeah. And then see who can shove their hand down the other person, all over their dick as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And then the younger competitor, usually as a sign of respect, has to kiss the older one if they win.
This is and this is the national sport.
National sport of Turkey. Yes.
How's that? How's our national sport baseball? And they've gone so far away from
that. I don't know. They started with this is where sports began.
Or is Turkey like a third world country? I have no idea about Turkey. I know nothing about anybody else in the world.
It is Muslim. I guess that was like the center of the world was Constantinople, like, you know, fucking 1,000 years ago.
I literally thought that was a lyric.
Well, it's Istanbul, not
Istanbul, Constantinople.
They changed the name.
Yep, that was still a song when you started.
Yeah.
We got it.
They did that on Animaniacs once, remember?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Pull up some video of this. This is it right here. But here's the thing. I mean, this doesn't seem like a very... this is just some dudes practicing.
Yeah, this isn't on pay-per-view.
Yeah, no, I mean, when they have the official events, it's out in the field like this. They just have a bunch of guys out in the field.
So these dudes are training right now. They're sparring, as they say.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this chick.
What? That ruins it, dude. No one wants to see that.
Is that Cyborg?
I also think this isn't Turkey. This looks like...
No, this
is just like Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah, this is not the same thing.
Yeah, but if you look, he's trying to shove his hand down his pants.
Is he?
Yeah.
Shannon, what is this video titled? Turkish wrestling.
Yeah.
The Ugly Gliers. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Airplane spin.
I mean, it's just look. It's here's scrabbling. The thing. If you can describe, if you really broke it down, right?
Yeah.
Right. Turn it off, Shannon. If you really broke it down, if you wanted to describe MMA in a very gay way,
MMA doesn't.
You could set it up.
MMA
though.
Doesn't have a fixed rule that if you shove your hand down the other person's.
But
pants.
can I say this? If you wanted to break it down, be like, all right, dude, the two guys they come down a ramp, right? Then some weird older guy starts rubbing oil on their bodies and starts massaging their chest and starts massaging their stomach and their ears and their face. And you could break it all down where you start to make it look like it's this gay thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's there.
Yeah.
Every one of my gay fantasies, Joe Rogan is standing above me, jerking off.
Yeah, it's a queer fact. Thanks.
Yeah. Halloween. It's Halloween officially today because most of our fans are listening to this show on iTunes on Monday, right? So it's Halloween. This is it, man. Do you still celebrate, Nick?
No.
No. You're When's the last time you celebrated Halloween?
I don't. What do you mean by celebrate? You mean like, do God cocaine? I mean, then probably I'll celebrate.
It was Halloween last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Halloween every night.
Yeah, right.
The Mullen House.
Yom Kippur is Halloween, I guess.
When's the last time you got dressed up and celebrated like you were excited because it's Halloween?
I don't know. When I was like probably 10 years old. Yeah. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I never.
What happened to you?
No, I'm just lazy. I mean, like, I've gone to Halloween parties as an adult, but they're like, what are you going as? I'm like, I'm not going to this fucking shit. I'm going to go there and drink the beer and fucking get kicked out of the party.
Remember Darlene and Roseanne 1 year? She just wasn't wearing a costume, and she's like, I'm a sociopath. I look just like everyone else.
Yeah.
That was it. So, nice lazy costume. Yeah. So, do that?
Great sitcom writing.
It really was one of the best. Yeah, we love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even do that much? Do you even say something ironic? Or like, will you put on a hat say, like, this is my a hat that says, this is my costume?
No.
Not even that much?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's for girls. Halloween is for girls to dress up.
And parents.
And it's for, you know who it's for? It's for people that aren't fucking funny, that want to do their topical joke once a year.
That is true.
All the people that are going to be Ken Bone this year for Halloween.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tolerate that.
Oh. I feel bad because I think I have a great idea that's a topical joke that is just in the same vein.
Don't do it. Just don't do it, man.
You know what I want to do?
What?
If it doesn't cost more than $50, I'll do it. I'm going to buy a Bill Cosby mask and get the Predator dreads, and I want to be a sexual Predator Bill Cosby.
That's funny, I guess. That's at least a visual pun.
Yeah.
You know? That's like a Carrot Top sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
have to walk around the whole fucking party explaining what your costume is.
Yeah.
People will get it. I think people will get it.
As a white man, you can barely do Halloween anymore. Pretty much every costume is racist. Unless you're doing Ken Bone. That's, really the only one left.
Ken Bone, remind me again. This is the guy that went on Reddit and...
he asked...
Because I barely pay attention.
He asked a question at one of the debates,
And then they...
He's like, I'm an undecided voter, and he looks like a fucking idiot. So everyone started making fun of the way he looks, and then... People online remembered that they spent the last 2 years talking about how they're morally superior to anyone that would criticize someone's appearance. So they had to find a way to justify making fun of him.
So they went through his Reddit.
They digged through his Reddit and found out, like, oh, he jacks off. That's basically rape.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. That's not even him. That's the costume.
That's the costume, which will be very popular. Zach, you should be Ken Bone. You kind of look like him already.
Yeah. I was a kitty cat last night.
Oh, motherfucker.
Were you really?
Yeah, I did Zenhauser's new show.
Is that more slang, kitty cat?
I was Beavis because we did it at Kumia Studio.
Oh, really?
So I was Beavis, and I was laid on the couch with a Bud Light.
Is very Beavis funny. AC/DC or is he Metallica? Which one is Beavis?
No, Beavis is the
Kumia's cat.
Anthony Kumia's cat is named Beavis.
Okay.
They do say that about costumes now. They're all racist. The American Indian, that was an old standby.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I have no problem
with blackface.
There is nothing hotter than a white woman at a music festival dressed like a Native American.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's hot
because it pisses people off so much. Yeah,
I'm just not easily offended. So I think blackface is funny. Like if you could do a costume, and you know, and it makes the costume better to make your skin dark, fucking do it. I mean, why did they let what's his name get away with blackface in that that one movie? Remember the war movie,
Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder,
because it was like it was a criticism of blackface itself. I mean, it was irony.
Yeah, and then they also
it was a mockery.
Made his character Australian like he wasn't American, like. They did all of the research to make sure no one could really. It was pretty airtight.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, nobody said shit about this. And
nobody
I
said
never,
shit
yeah, they
about
did.
It
well, they
joke,
tried to.
Yeah.
But
I never saw the movie.
Much.
The joke was that he's like a white guy that they cast as a black guy, so it answers like the question.
And they
of
had a black guy in the movie next to him to be offended, so that it wasn't a question
right.
whether or not.
You know why? Is because his "never go full retard" speech perfectly explains why in the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
You haven't? That's one
now.
Of like the best comedies that's come out in the last 10 years. Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
I mean, for like a mainstream, even like fucking what's his name's in it? Tom Cruise, even for the really mainstream is pretty wrong.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder is a really fucking
He was like that was the thing. Nobody knew he was in the movie, Tom Cruise, right? And then he like appeared at the end.
Man, no, Ben Stiller's one of those guys that's been so talented and so consistent for so long that people sort of just forget that he's really good at comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never had any like.
But I think you know what it is. I don't think anybody ever considers any of his movies the best.
Yeah,
and they're all just great. Like every one of them is really good.
Yeah,
but I don't think everyone's like, oh, Step Brothers is the fucking best. Mm-hmm. Happy Gilmore is the best. There's certain ones that like people fucking really connect with. And I don't know if anybody's like Zoolander's the best comedy I've ever seen.
I think a lot of like bros are really into Zoolander.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's like a big bro.
Yeah, and
movie.
I think there's a lot of like real nerds like me who like love like Cable Guy.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I forgot. Dude, Cable Guy was a great fucking
movie. I loved Heavyweights as a kid.
Yeah, it was dark as shit, dude.
Yeah, super underrated. I mean, the only reason why it wasn't popular is because it followed Ace Ventura, and that was so goofy. And
yeah, that was, and like, it was such, it was an adult movie, dude. Kids, yeah. I remember I was probably 11 when that came out. Can you look up the year that came out, Shannon?
Cable Guy? I think 96.
Really, was it that late?
Maybe 95.
I think it was a little earlier, because I remember I used to go to the movies by myself every weekend. When I was like 12, right? And it wasn't that sad. I worked at a hair salon sweeping up the hair and getting
sad.
All the girls'
That's
lunch.
That's the sad part.
Well, no, it was great. All the girls were hot. I used to like jerk off in the bathroom, like just thinking about all the girls.
That's really funny. I used to work at a fabric store when I was 15, and I was the only male who worked there. I was like a janitor, and I would go to the bathroom and with my bags, my mop bucket, I would just lay down on the floor on the, it was almost like a Dexter crime scene. I would lay on the fucking plastic bags, and I'd just jerk off. This is before I knew I could sit on the seat and just have a dry rub.
I worked at a pizza restaurant. My boss had a hole cut in his pocket so he could reach into his crotch and jack himself off while ringing up women at the register.
Smart move.
And I'm like, yeah, man, that's kind of fucked up. Imagine if that story came out now. That guy would
crazy.
Be crucified.
Yeah, yeah.
Because well, no, that'd be on bad. Video too. So
yeah.
That's just like an awesome legend now.
yeah. Dude, he used to pull his dick out of his
times
pocket.
Are better. I almost feel like if you get away with it, that's it, right?
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any sort of social justice or any sort of like online, let's destroy this guy. If you get away with it, you jerk off. If you don't get away with it, you go to jail.
That's why we have statutes of limitations.
Yeah.
Because everybody really, they kind of love a con man. So
yes,
if you're already in Mexico tipping your hat at a fucking the world, then people are like, you know what? You did it. Fucked those kids.
I'm 100.
Good for him.
Yeah, but now they have forensics and the cold case shit. Yeah. We're doing all of it.
Yeah. Well,
you can rape a child if you can forge a check. Right,
obviously, we're not talking about child rape, okay? Child diddling, that's a little different, okay?
Yeah, these are Leonardo DiCaprio is on a plane going away from the child rape.
If you play a flute before you do it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Fuck shit, dude. God damn it, man.
Yeah.
How the hell did we get on this?
I don't know.
From
I'm
Halloween.
Here.
It's fucking hilarious. Nick, you are a great guest, too. I really do enjoy having you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a great studio.
So, all right. How are you guys celebrating Halloween, Zach? What are you doing? Anything?
I'm getting ready for Roastmasters. I'm not doing shit. I'm going to go see a movie. That's
Do you prepare? You prepare.
For Roastmasters. Hardcore, yeah. I write hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish
I
had that kind of work
ethic. Throw everything out the day before, and then I write again the day before.
Yeah, well, there's certain guys that really fucking care.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's certain guys that are naturally talented.
I care about things. I just can't bring myself to actually do any work.
Well, you did very good, dude. The last round, you were fucking great. Two of your jokes were two of the funniest jokes of the night. And the other two jokes, I was like, Nick just didn't give a fuck.
Well, no, what I was trying
to
do.
He's wrote an idea down.
What I was trying to do, I thought it'd be so funny to accuse JP of being a pedophile when everybody says I look like a pedophile.
Right.
And I was like, either that's going to work and people are going to get the irony, or it's going to tank, and then that's the battle. And then it immediately tanked, and I was like, oh, well, there you go.
There you go. But no, I mean, they were fun. You were very fun. You are very good at the roasting. You've been
on a few.
Thank you.
I'm not fishing for compliments.
No, I know you're not. I just think that, the guys that fucking really care, like Lawrence really gives a fuck.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he really, like, you helped Mike Lawrence prepare for the tournament. And, you know, Mike told me specifically his process. He's like, dude, I got like five guys. He didn't even take jokes from them. He wanted them to go over his jokes and like tell him which ones are strong, tell him inconsistencies, see if there's any other angles on it.
Yeah.
And he spent like weeks. Like, he probably writes 100 jokes for a five joke battle, which is crazy to me. But that's why he won it. And by the way, he won $100,000 from that battle. It's a big fucking deal. $100,000 right now.
I didn't
now.
Know that.
Yeah, 100.
Fuck, I'm never being nice to him again. You got $100,000 for
that? Yeah, that was the prize, right?
I have no idea what the prize
is. I'm almost positive that's what it was.
I hope he dies.
I don't know, dude. I think if that was the prize, I think they would have like announced that.
They did announce it.
Did they?
Yeah.
I just thought you just got this like.
Wouldn't he already have like Wolverine claws actually installed in his body?
Yeah.
Oh, the surgery's not taking. I'm fucking dying of lead poisoning. Remember me.
Oh, fuck. How much would that suck to have Wolverine claws, but you still can't close your shitty hands?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, his weird nerve disease. They're just coming out all uneven.
I know.
Claws
it was,
are crossed.
Yeah.
I know it was a pretty big prize. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I'm almost positive it was 100 grand.
Can I go piss real quick?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay, cool. Do your thing, dude. Straight outside that door. So you're not doing anything for Halloween.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the IFC Center and go see. Or I'm gonna go to Alamo Draft House is opening up this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Brooklyn.
What are you going to go see?
Greasy Strangler.
Oh wait! Oh, I heard about
the Zach
that
Amico story.
It's like, yeah, it looks like a weird, like, it looks very Tim and Eric-y. And it's
I should have said the Anthony Cumia story. It would have been a more accurate joke.
Yeah, it looks really funny. Yeah, I think that's it. Usually I do parties and stuff, but I'm going easy because yeah. I really
Tank, is your chick, you don't want to fucking OD over the weekend.
Is your chick making you go out?
My chick has been out of town, and so she's going to be out of town.
So you're just jerking off the Halloween porn all week.
I got invited to a party that I'm not going to go because I don't want to put a costume on. And I'm just going to lay low, do some work.
Yeah, I just got some vampire fangs. I went, your buddy every year, your friend who works at the Halloween store. What the fuck's his
Josh.
Name? Josh, that's right. I apologize. He's such a nice guy. And he's a funny comedian, too. But he, every year that I go to the Halloween store, he's working there and he gives me a discount every year.
Oh, that's nice.
So we went the other day and we got my kid a little vampire costume.
Now we see just like old school Dracula with the white shirt and like the cape.
Yeah, with a little medallion and
the
cape. Yeah, he really wanted to be a vampire this year.
How does he know what vampires are?
There's a Pixar movie called Dracula.
Okay.
No, is it Dracula? No. Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania with Adam Sandler.
Okay.
And so that's how he knows. So he wanted to be a vampire, so he's really into it. I have to be a vampire. His mom has to be a vampire.
Are you going to give him, like, the white face? He's going to have, like, little
blood?
Yeah,
but it's like, you know, I want to, like, protect my kid, and, you know, but at the same time, he's going to want to know what it is. So I'm going to have to explain to him, it's like, you kill people. You take their lives.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't know what a vampire is?
He knows that the character in Hotel Transylvania is a vampire. Yeah. They have sharp teeth and they turn into bats. And
well, just explain to him they're God's chosen people, so no matter what they do,
they're Jews.
It's okay. Yeah.
You're a Jew, fan. Yeah.
They can't go to hell, so.
You're a Jew with fucked up teeth. I don't know why you have money to go get them fixed, but you don't. And then, yeah, just tell him that. He's Jew.
Have you ever Hasids do kind of dress like vampires.
Yeah, of course. Have you ever seen the original Count Chocula, the one from the box in the 1970s?
Yeah, from the 70s, I don't know.
In the 1970s, they had a model as like it was like a man who was a vampire. It was the original Count Chocula.
Really?
But he's got a Star of David necklace around it. Yeah, they were just like, yeah, just make him Jewish.
That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, a lot of like evil characters are just Jew. Like, look at every portrayal of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Big nose.
If you look at the vampire from Nosferatu, it does just kind of look like Dave Smith's uncle.
Yeah.
Pull up the Nosferatu vampire. And I want to also see the Dracula vampire from the 90s cartoon. Shannon, get into the habit. If somebody mentions something like the fucking vampire from that box, just pull it up and put it up on the screen. Obviously, we want to see what that looks like, Shannon. Yeah, look how Jewy Nosferatu looks. Pull up the one from the movie. Yeah, up top, Shannon. Yeah, there we go. Look at that. Doesn't it look like any banker you've ever seen?
It looks like Uncle Leo when his eyebrows burn off and then Jerry has to fucking paint the new ones back on.
He doesn't understand what vampires are. He doesn't understand that they kill people, you know. But I don't think he's old enough to explain that. Like, now he plays games on my phone and he kills people in the games.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, like, very graphic, but I don't think he understands what death is just yet.
Well, I mean, nobody really understands what death is until they're like 22.
No, you get it, I think. My dad also died when I was 4.
Yeah.
So I kind of got it. Like, I kind of got that my dad, and I never really, I don't really, like, I was raised Catholic, but I never remembered believing that my dad was really in heaven watching dad.
I remember the kids that died either through suicide or whatever as like a teenager. Like
how many kids committed suicide that you grew up with?
I've known like a couple of people that killed themselves.
And you were like friends with them.
Yeah. I mean, nobody I've ever been.
Are you the common denominator?
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
Nobody I've ever been like super tight with has killed themselves, but like guys that I like hung out with pretty regularly. Mm. There's probably like 5 or 6 of them total.
Jesus Christ, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, that's not regular. Tinkle's like 50, so I'm assuming just by sheer numbers, he probably has that many people in his life that has killed themselves.
Yes, and they're all my fault if I just would have answered their phone call.
Yeah.
Do you have a bunch of people?
All I wanted was comps to a show, dude, and I didn't get back to them.
Do you? It wasn't even your show. You were working the door at another club.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Alonzo Bowden was in town, and they wanted to see if I could hook him up.
Do you know how? Do you have a bunch of people in your life that have killed themselves?
Enough, two, and one of them was like a good friend and. Someone that you know is a mutual friend. And
don't tell me this fucking drug overdose shit is killing yourself.
No, right. I mean, I put in a fucking
shot. No, I've had plenty of those too. If you
want
to get in that fucking subject, dick face.
Yeah,
but
well, I'm just saying, they're under the same umbrella, obviously, but we're talking about suicide. Like, I'm doing this to fucking.
Thank you, Lewis. Would a rope and a shower constitutes a suicide.
A rope in the shower.
That sounds like a great evening.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he put the rope on his dick and he fucking hung himself.
In the shower?
Oh.
How do you hang yourself in a shower? But you said it like that's a regular occurrence, like a rope in a shower.
Yeah, some girl who killed herself. There's a Netflix documentary. She did it in the shower. People will find a way to do it. I don't know. I mean, I would.
But hold on. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you said, like a rope in a shower, the same way that I would say a bridge and a cinder block. Like that. Like
what's that?
Will you tie a cinder block to your leg and jump off a bridge with it? Did everyone get that? Did you get that?
I thought it was where you lived and what you owned.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? I like how a shower and a rope is weird, but it's totally natural. All right, go find a cinder.
They were both stretches.
Walk to the middle of a bridge with a fucking cinder block.
Fine, they were both
like, no one's going to notice that.
That's if you like kill yourself and you want to like frame the mob. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's also true.
Oh, he was an informant the whole time.
Yeah.
I
think gun is probably the most common.
Well, they, but here's the thing, dude. The gun sucks.
But if it fucks up, dude,
that happens a lot.
Then you're
like, that's the most. I believe this is true because we looked it up on Legion of Skanks. The most common way that they fuck up killing themselves is shooting yourself in the head.
The Judas Priest kid, James Vance, was it James Vance?
I don't know.
That kid that fucking shot himself. Him and his friend tried to kill themselves, and they like blamed it on
Judas Priest.
Yeah, yeah, he like lost his whole face, right?
Yeah, then he just looked like a Muppet. Yeah, he fucking blew his jaw open. He's like, it just happened because of Judas Priest. You know, his voice box had to be reconstructed.
That'd be hilarious. Just watching him do Judas Priest karaoke after
he's
that.
He's like, I found a new meaning in my life. Muppet, you know. And then he used pills a couple of years later.
Pills will do it. I think jumping, dude. There's one. I'm going to send it to you right now, Shannon.
Jump like on a trampoline,
dude. I've invited my uncle out to a show. He lives out in I did a show in Pennsylvania. Where the fuck is
you were talking about Lancaster? Was that
Lancaster? Yeah. So and my uncle lives like literally like 5 minutes from the show that I did, and it was a great show. Actually, those guys are super cool. And if you guys are out in that area, go follow those guys. Andy Malafarina was the guy who booked the show. He's a comedian. He hosted it too. He was very funny. And those guys fucking, they put on a great show. Everyone on the show was funny. All the guys that were out there. It's always nice when you go to like a small town and it's like they have their own comedians and they're actually funny. Because sometimes they're horrible.
Yeah.
But these kids were fucking great, dude. All of them were very funny. Every one of them should move to New York soon because I was so impressed with everybody on the show. But my uncle came out. He saw that I was going to be there. He was like, oh, come out. I got him some comps. He came out to the club, just him by himself. Haven't seen this guy since he lived with me. He was like 19. I was like 8, right? It was great. It was awesome. But now he sends me these videos almost like daily. He'll send me a new video and they're kind of fucked up. Like one of the videos is like I don't know if it's a murder suicide or a double suicide, but it's just fucking one of the weirdest things. I mean, it's a dude and a chick.
Gomez family album.
Yeah. He must really liked your set. He's sending you suicide videos.
I mean, dude, I mean, but look, he'll send me a video of like a puppy breastfeeding on a woman. Like, this is every day. Just like all this weird shit. But one of them, I want to. Oh,
well, it's because you're fucked up, Lewis. So when people's like.
Yeah, that's just a podcast fan.
Yeah.
If you have a podcast and you get people messaging you and you're like, check this out. And it's a train running
uncle.
Over a baby.
It's weird, dude.
A guy Snapchatted me last night, his dick under his balls. And just put under it, the fly speaks, and was having his dick and balls talk with his balls as the eyes. And I was like, I'm so glad we have fans like
this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, oh, there's some guy that's just sending me the shit he takes every morning. Which
got deleted.
It's like it doesn't offend me.
And the baby being run over by the train is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I just made that up. I didn't know that was fucking real.
Really?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, have you ever done the gauntlet?
No.
Oh, dude. Go home because you're a sick fuck, dude.
What is that, like pain series?
Yeah, but it's worse.
Yeah.
It's I shouldn't say that it's worse. It's kind of like Pain Olympics is hard to watch. That is included in this thing. The Gauntlet, we did an episode of Legion of Skanks on it. It's 25 videos that each get more progressively hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is like the jackass scene where they do the paper cuts in between the fingers and the mouth.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to fucking like a baby being run over by a train, a person just being burnt to death alive.
Yeah.
Like it gets crazy. It gets fucking nuts.
I saw like a video of like Russian soldiers like to get some, or maybe it was Chechens and it was a young Russian soldier or whatever, some like 17-year-old. They got their boot against his fucking head on the ground, and they slit his throat. But the way they do it is they They got like a fucking like a big like a K-bar, like a big like fucking shitty serrated knife.
Yeah.
And then they go in with the knife sideways behind his windpipe.
Oh.
And then they turn it and then they like slice through his fucking windpipe. So they don't even cut the artery. And
did you jerk
just
off
like
to that?
Gurgling. Yeah, I mean the memory of it later.
It's hot.
After me and my friends.
And you just and now is that this thing? Because you become desensitized to this type.
That was
of stuff,
one of the
right?
first like snuff things I ever saw.
The main, what is it? Like two guys, one hammer. The hammer one is really. Well,
there's,
that's
there's two the
last
teenagers
one. That's
in
the
woods.
Last one of
the gauntlet. Yeah.
The gauntlet is the Russian kids in the woods with the hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, this is a new segment that I want to start on the show.
That reminds me of, you ever see River's Edge?
No,
that's a great movie. So it's based on like, it's sort of based on a true story, but it's like a young Keanu Reeves and Crispin Glover, and they're like teenagers in this like shitty California town, and one of their friends murders like their other friend, and it seems like shitty acting, but they like perfectly portray how teenagers would react to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, like their friend John murders their friend Christina or whatever, and they're like, John, that's like fucked up, dude. You would do that. And then like they don't really care because they're incapable of, you know, they're shitty teenagers. They're incapable of really expressing how fucked up it is. So the like cops are like, you just didn't do anything, your friend murdered your other friend. They're like, can I go home? And then that's the reaction. It's a great movie.
But that was kind of the reaction when what was that? Dude, I have the shittiest memory. I can't reference anything.
Yeah,
but you know that fucking documentary about the retarded people that
being a murderer.
Yeah, making a murderer.
Yeah.
That Brendan Dassey kid was like, he was like, can I go home after this?
Yeah,
like, he didn't get that fucking.
Yeah,
he was
like,
going,
dude, how am I going to watch WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And they're like,
he went to WrestleMania. Somebody bought him. Didn't a porn company buy him WrestleMania tickets?
Yeah, but I think other people are trying not to, like.
I like that they bought a murderer WrestleMania tickets, but they won't sponsor my podcast. Which company was it? Give me money.
I think it was
Pornhub. I think it was the actual website. Side note, new thing that I've been jerking off to. I like to bring it up every time I figure out a new category to jerk off to. Because, you know, we had that reality show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There's a bunch of reality shows.
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of new
ones? There's a bunch, not new ones, they've been around forever. Playboy TV.
Oh, yeah.
They have a show called Swing. They have a show called Foursome. Yeah, dude.
Foursome
show
solid.
Yeah, they show penetration, they show blowjobs. They won't show the cum shot because it's Playboy TV. But pretty solid.
Well, how do you know that they really came?
No, they came. And these are real. Here's the thing. With Foursome, they have four just single people that are probably wannabe like porn stars, but they're just fucking amateurs. Like, they don't do anything. They put them in a house, and they all just have an orgy the whole time.
I cannot wait for the reality TV on Trump TV. When Trump TV launches,
oh yeah,
what kind of reality shows are going to
have? Cumtown.
Yeah.
Cumtown, the reality
I would,
show.
I would 1,000% have a show on Trump TV.
Every single comic that talks shit about Trump, if Trump launched a TV network,
right.
would submit packets.
Yeah.
They'd be showing up for auditions. Right. They're all fucking phonies.
I would be on fucking Pussy Grabbers. Totally. I would be on that show.
Yeah.
I would write a packet for it.
They would just it would be the movie Surviving the Game, except they actually get the guy at the end.
So, real quick, Shannon, I wanted you to pull up this. It's number five on the list that I gave you. It's a new segment I want to do called Hot or Not, okay? And Shannon, I want you to make the imaging for this, and we're gonna pick your segment as well today, Shannon. These two Russian girls, they're college students. Apparently, they tortured a bunch of puppies and kittens.
Oh,
so is this hot?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, these bitches.
Dude.
Tinkle, just don't look then.
Are the
stop
girls
being a
hot?
Bitch, dude. Oh, well, go to the top. You got to show the
first
girls.
First of all, Russian women, I'm in already.
Yeah, man. You like them. Look at their teeth. Look at her teasing the cat. Keep it up on the big screen, Shannon. Why'd you pull it down? The pictures of the girls? Okay, shit.
My friend Brendan cracked me up one time. I was like talking about how hot Russian women are. He's like, yeah, they're hot, but they're all dumb as shit. They're like obsessed with the color pink and shit. That's like been the most accurate.
You like Russian broads?
Yeah, they're hot.
I dated a Polish girl for a while, and she was hot. But I got over it because they all have a weird, like, Eastern European thing about
Slavs
their face.
Slavs are hot.
You should go to Satin Dolls in Jersey.
Yeah?
It's the bottom thing from The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
These are the girls. So, cute chick, right? This is one of the puppies that she's going to kill, that she's holding. I mean, these bitches are fucking... Look at her legs, dude. She's got tattoos. Is there a video of it? Let's see. They're digitizing
it. Is that a Japanese woman's pussy?
Like
I still don't know what they look like.
It's like...
That's actually what they look like.
Torturing animals, the Atari game.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Look, they carve a kitten in half.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, could you still fuck those chicks?
Yeah, why not?
You could, right? I feel like I could too. Because people look. Is this the chick? Yeah, I could fuck her.
Fuck. Oh my god. Look,
Zach is in love right now. Are these the girls dancing? What is this? Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She's smoking. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Whether or not I would fuck somebody, like, are they a good person
look
or
at
not?
This picture,
doesn't
dude.
Factor oh, into no. it ever. Is that real? That's not real.
Zach loves cats.
I can't look
at that. They don't make that. The cat doesn't know what's going to happen.
Zach.
It's no, it is.
I swear to God, that's one of the cats. Dude, here's what's funny. She literally just she held a piece of meat over like her shoulder to get the cat to make that face. Like, that's a hilarious setup picture.
Yeah.
But the amount of effort that was put into that picture is great. So Zach, are you torn here because they're torturing cats and you love cats, but they're hot goth Russian chicks.
Yeah, dude, I love cats, but I mean, I'm not gonna start fucking people I like now.
You love cats, but you really love pussy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, half the guys I know now, it's like not even if she has a dick is like a deal breaker.
It's
anymore.
So funny, right? That changed like, very recently.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, as Stav was saying, he was like, or Adam told me Stav was saying, he's like, yeah, no, I'm like, I'm gonna like date a hot trans woman.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, maybe you should try and date like a regular woman.
It's just kind of not a big deal anymore. Look, and I think we've talked about it before. I mean, yeah. I would probably let a tranny suck my dick.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even talk about this on the show. I had a tranny offer me $500 to suck my dick.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of feeling like I could use the money.
$500?
Would you let a tranny suck your dick for $500?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
You just do it.
Yeah. Right? $500? Yeah. Why not?
Zach's in.
I would let a man suck my dick for $500.
Would you really?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Maybe grand.
Could you get hard for a dude sucking your dick?
No, probably not.
Tickle, what are you doing? You checked out because the cats?
Yes. Just, I don't like seeing they're fucking...
Off. They're off the screen. Relax.
I don't like this shit, dude. I told you every time.
It's off.
And you act surprised every time. And it's I off. Do the same thing. I don't like
most of our guests don't
dying.
Like our MMA segment. So.
Life is fucking rough enough.
They're animals, Tinkle. Put it into perspective here. They're just fucking puppies
sound like
and
my
kids.
My psychotic girlfriend, dude.
No,
they have to eat. They're in nature. No, they're not, mother. No. Yeah. No, there's people feeling them, and they don't need to eat that cute animal. No, I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, they ate the animals.
No, they didn't eat them.
Oh,
that'd be even hotter though.
If they ate the animals, then there'd be no problem.
This is a fucking thing. Every couple of weeks, we got to put on the newest video of a fucking bear ripping a deer apart.
Yeah,
that was funny though.
Dude, that sound alone.
That was fucking funny.
It was hilarious.
I like that you're complaining about your uncle sending you a video of a dog breastfeeding, and then you're like, anyways, so.
Watch these
we got this fucking cat, and here's his brain.
It was digitized.
Yeah.
It was blocked out. You couldn't even see anything.
Yeah,
digitized. What, I mean, what it tickle your fucking, how old are you? 40 years old? You got fucking, you're fine.
Yeah, 40. You, 41. Whatever.
Yeah. So
I
what,
shaved,
dude?
I shaved the year off. Who cares?
Tinkle, you've been alive for a long time. Who gives a shit? Okay, you have
motherfucker, dude. Once you hit 30, we're all the same age. So don't give me this horse shit anymore.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't care anymore. They're just animals. And by the way, every time you eat a chicken sandwich, do you know what happens to those chickens?
What?
Shannon,
what?
Let's show them.
Chicken heaven.
Oh,
you ever see that thing where they push the fucking baby chickens into a grinder?
Some dude did this expose on free range chickens. It turns out it's way more fucked up than if they're in a like. They fucking cannibalize each other. There's a part of the chickens' pussies, and the fucking crazy ones will run out and like just like eat their pussies out.
Yeah, chickens. chickens are brutal.
It's a weird soft thing. So the guy did this.
Hold
like,
on,
whole
Shannon, real ass dude of the week, male free range chickens.
Yeah.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
Male free range chickens, real ass dudes of the week.
I think there's a reason we treat chickens the way we do. It's like that's the best they've done.
Well, it's
because
they're delicious.
Time.
Yeah, they are very good food. I'm so. Or are you actually showing chickens being put into a grinder? Tickle, you can watch.
I'm hung upside down.
God damn.
Look. So yeah, all right. You have a problem with fucking. Imagine these were puppies now. You know how much worse it is than what those girls did. Two puppies, they fucking carved in half with a fucking a kitchen knife. That would be hundreds of puppies, but because, look, they're drowning them and boiling them. I don't know if that's true. Oh, Jesus, man. That looks like it's painful. See? They're tearing their vaginas out, Tinkle. But you'll eat a chicken sandwich and you'll be a fucking hypocrite and you won't sit here and just watch two girls carve a puppy in half.
No, I don't want to see any of it.
Okay. But you'll still eat the chicken.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get fucking...
Do you know what they do to cows? Do you know what they do to cows?
High protein. What?
You know what they do to cows?
I eat almond butter, too. I don't freak out that they tear their almonds apart.
You know what you should do? The best protein source is shrimp.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually, yeah. For amount of like calorie to protein ratio, shrimp is like...
Shrimp is delicious.
That's one of the best fucking things. A couple years ago, I was just drinking and I wasn't going to the gym at all. And I moved back in with my mom and she just had like shrimp in the freezer all the time. She'd go to like Trader Joe's and get like... I was eating like shrimp cocktail like once a week. And I just didn't, you know, I stayed in pretty good shape. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck I'm staying in good shape.
Yeah.
And it's because I was getting a shit ton of protein through all those shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, shrimp is, I love shrimp, but it's really kind of gross if you think about it. They kind of look like bugs.
Yeah. Well, all fucking crustaceans are
lobster,
like that.
Too. Do lobsters feel cockroach. It when you boil them alive?
Yeah,
they make that noise. It's not a happy I'm going to heaven noise.
Shannon,
it's air escaping from their shell.
Fact check that, Shannon.
That's how people. Metzger actually had the best bit about it. About I don't know if it was a bit or it's just something he said one time. But fucking, this is a whole David Foster Wallace essay about the morality of like eating a lobster and whether or not they feel pain and if the pain they feel is like the pain we feel or whatever. But Kurt one time was just like, everything about them is based on pinching. How would they not understand pain?
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's really
a great point.
Yeah. Do they? They understand pain.
Of course.
But do they feel it, Shannon?
Lobsters react to sudden stimulus like twitching their tails when placed in boiling water, but they don't have complex brains that allow them to process pains like humans do.
Oh, well, fuck them.
And it says the research on whether or not these creatures feel pain is still inconclusive.
So you're saying like they're just stupid?
Yeah, they're bugs.
It's somewhere between
us and... Do bugs feel pain?
Who knows?
It's somewhere between us and plants.
Yeah.
Like, they don't comprehend everything.
What are they, mollusks?
What?
Lobsters? I don't know.
They're
crustacean. What's a mollusk? A snail.
No, those are also sea things. No. Mollusks.
Yeah, mollusks. Yeah, they're some type of sea thing.
Yeah. I think they're like cuttlefish or mollusks, maybe.
Okay. I don't even know.
I don't know.
So lobsters don't feel pain. But I would have... Lobsters are so delicious that if you told me that they had pain magnified by 100 times what we felt, I would have no problem
with
that.
Well, that's the only way to eat them is to boil them alive.
Yeah.
Lobsters were... They would feed them to prisoners in the Boston Harbor. They were considered this, like, disgusting food.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It used to be they would, you know, catch them, cook them, process them in cans like tuna, and then ship them out. It's disgusting after, you know, if you don't eat it fresh. But then when they started cooking...
So what happens? Why can't they just fucking spear a lobster through its brain and then boil it? I'm telling you right now, there's nothing... Here's the thing, right? Nobody gives a fuck enough to do the research, okay? And it's just really fun to boil them alive. Let's get real.
Well, sadness and fear taste a lot better.
Well, the truth is...
I agree.
Crabs are infinitely better. Crabs are much better.
No, you're bugging, dude. You're crazy.
Steamed crabs?
No. There's a place called Lolo's in Harlem that's right by my place. It's fucking delicious. For $30, they give you like a huge king crab and a bunch of shrimp and cornbread and like two sides.
Yeah.
And they give you like plastic gloves, like long blue plastic gloves, because you just fucking reach your hand in this buttery bag of fucking...
Butt-fingering it.
My cousin just got married down on the shore over the summer, and her like husband or fiance at the time, I don't know, but anytime we're down there, he just gets like... $300 worth of fucking steamed crabs. I mean, you're nuts all day. It's
love
great.
It. No, I like crab, but I mean, lobster's just crazy. Come on, a lobster tail?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, Shannon. So I saw this today right before I got here, and this seems like it's big news, and I don't want to not talk about it for a second. I don't know anything about this, so let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right. So somebody posted that apparently aliens have made contact with us.
Okay.
I just read the headline. I don't know. Did you guys hear anything about this?
No. I mean, there's people all the time saying
this. Yeah, I saw that article.
How's this one different?
Did you read it?
I get annoyed. I went off on it on, another show, but yeah, I get annoyed with any kind of like science news because nobody gives a shit. Nobody's given a shit about the space program since the 1970s.
There's like 24 nerds in the world.
Yeah, nobody. I mean, I think they get less and less money every year, you know, NASA or whatever. So they try to get people excited about
because all the technology money is going to algorithms for online sales.
Well, I'll tell you what, the benefit of Hillary dragging us into a ground war with Russia is that we'll be able to bring back the space program when we all fucking have to live on the moon.
Yeah.
So that's when we can get excited about space shit in the future.
Mars.
Yeah, or Mars. But there's no reason, you know, there's no reason to go. I mean, it was really just to fucking scare the Russians that we went to the moon in the first place.
Yeah.
And then after we did that, people stopped giving a shit. So now all coverage of any kind of like space shit, the headline is always like, is the world going to end tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then the article's like, well, no, not really.
But so we found a new particle on fucking whatever.
Exactly.
So,
all just clickbait for Dan Soder to talk about.
Last time, Dan was doing a bit about it. He's like, yeah, they found this, this is like a space station, you know, or whatever. And I know the article he's talking about. I saw him doing a bit about it, but it was literally nothing. A Russian, like, space agency, their telescope picked up some kind of radiation that seemed like it would have to be created by an advanced civilization. Or it could have just been terrestrial radiation, which it turned out being. It was from like a fucking microwave someone left on in the break room.
Well, that's the thing. We all do the same thing on those I fucking love science articles. We just read the headline and we go, okay, I got it.
There's
a meteor coming. It's going to hit 2018.
Yeah.
All right, got it. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know the ins and outs and the who's and the what's and the whys about space exploration. I can't even pay attention to two pages of a Game of Thrones book. The language is too thick. So if it's going to be a science talk, I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
You know? Can't do it.
And then people approach it, they're like, you know, like, what are the odds that we're the only people in the world and it's or in the universe or whatever? It's like, well, you're probably right, but if you look at like the time span of human existence in relation to just how long the Earth has been a habitable place for humans, it's like a fucking instant. It's a split second. And then
so in reality, that's actually a good point. So you like kind of what you're kind of saying is like, more than likely either they're past civilizations that are gone or ones that are going to be evolved a million years from now.
A million. Yeah. If you factor in like time frames into it, of course, human beings are probably going to go extinct in the next 10 million years.
Yeah.
You know, so
good riddance. That's what I say.
Right. Yeah.
What have we done? So the aliens are talking to us. By the way, Mars, people want to live on Mars. How terrible of an advertisement for Living on Mars is Total Recall.
It's a great movie, though.
Great movie. Not the
three
new one.
Titties.
Actually, the new one wasn't that bad.
The new one was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, because a lot of those were bad, but Dread, which wasn't a remake, but was much better than Judge Dread.
Yeah.
And Total Recall was
a
great movie.
Total Recall was solid, the remake. It wasn't as good as the original, but it looks like a fucking pretty shitty place to live, Mars.
Yeah.
Fucking dude, that three-titted alien, she is one of many mutated people from the fucking radiation on Mars.
That means that there's a four-titty girl running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but able to tag team titty fuck a girl with your friend?
You can't. No, it's too close. She would have to have four titties for there to be enough space for it to work. What are you going to like lock your legs to one of your legs together with the other guy?
What if she's on her back and you guys are on either side of
her? There's already plenty of ways for two guys to fuck a woman that doesn't require that level of like, you know, proximity.
It's pretty crazy that titty fucking, we talked about this as well, is done the way that it's done. Like we've titty fuck with your balls on her stomach and titty fucking her. So you come on her neck, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what you should be doing is you'd be titty fucking the other way, where she's sucking on your balls and licking your asshole while you titty fuck her that way.
Yeah. Or you cut her head off and then you move the head down to the stomach.
I also don't like big fake titties like that. So if I were going to have a three-titted alien, she would just have three fucking kind of little tits, like some other little useless tit in the center of her tits. Yeah. You know?
I don't know. I've never been into that shit. You do it for like 15 seconds and you're like, yeah, it's fun to pretend we're people.
I've never
that are not.
Titty fucked a girl to completion in my entire life.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not a child.
It's a weird porn thing. It's like not. Yeah, yeah I don't understand.
It's literally just for the visual.
Right.
It's like when if you fuck a girl, you don't ever fuck her by opening her legs toward the room.
It's almost absurd as if you had started fucking by like bringing a fake pizza into her apartment.
Yes.
You know?
100%. I'm with you, Nick.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's the deal with the aliens, Shannon? Do we know anything about this?
Yeah, ask Shannon about aliens, not titty fucking. Thank you, Lois.
I'm so glad that didn't come to me. So,
Shannon, do you like being titty fucked? Good point.
So the pair picked up, no less. It says they picked up 234 signals that they feel could possibly be from aliens. At the end, it says, we consider several possibilities and a whole bunch of scientific words. that they think that it kind of errs on the side of possible extraterrestrial.
It's just it's nothing
happened. So is that a yes?
Nothing happened.
You like Tangle getting titty? That's a long roundabout way to say it.
I have to turn my mic back off so you guys have good sound.
No, no, no. I actually, I want to know. There's no pleasure in it for you. You don't got to get into any details. There's no pleasure in being titty fucked, right?
Not at all.
Okay. Okay, I'm just making sure. I've never met a girl that's like, oh yeah, I love my titties being fucked.
I think it's just something that you do in between blowjobs and getting your wiener into the vagina.
You're a porn freak.
No, I'm not.
So that's why you like titty fucking.
Yeah, you literally showed up with a virtual reality porn set. Like,
actually,
that's porn freak level. You came with a headset.
Actually, it's the PlayStation 4 VR setup, and there is a thing that you can watch porn on there.
Yeah, of
course. I have not watched it yet, though.
Tingle, you are the guy that if I want anything porn, when the fappening happened, dude, like it happened that morning, I called Tinkle. I was like, dude, you want to come on Legion of Snakes tonight? Can you get the fappening? He's like, dude, I have two versions already downloaded on my desktop. You're that guy.
He's like in contact with Chinese nationals to get. He had pictures of Dakota Fanning.
Dude, he fucking, you gave me your hard drive for a bunch of movies, which, by the way, I want to, you have all the new movies, right?
Yes.
Can you give me another hard drive with a bunch of new movies?
Yeah, you still have my USB thing, so give it back to me, and I will re-up your.
It's gone.
Well, then I'm not going to give you
a new one. Fucking gone. I'll buy you a new USB all thing. Right, what movies do you have? Do you have anything good?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not going to say all the titles.
It doesn't matter. What are they going to do? It's satire. We're joking.
What? No, Time Warner Cable is going to send me another email thing and be like,
what do you mean?
If you download stuff, sometimes Time Warner Cable is like, hey.
Do you get worried about that as like now being in the entertainment industry, mentioning that you download TV shows and movies?
I don't really do it. I let Tinkle do it, and then he gives them to me.
Yeah. I know, because that's like.
Them on the air.
Right. I mean, like.
I'm doing the world of service right now. Guys, get him.
That's the thing I think about is like, should I openly state that, like, you know, yeah, I you know, stole this TV show or whatever.
We have streaming content, right, that you have to pay for on this network.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give, I mean, I have premium episodes. I wouldn't give a shit if anybody stole it.
Right, people steal them all the time. I don't care. I mean, look, obviously we want people to pay, but well, the people that are going to pay.
It's not the creators that care. It's right, the people on the industry side.
But if people, look, I'm on the industry side, though, on this network. Yeah. I run this network.
Well, if you were like Guild and you're getting screener DVDs and then also going around talking about how you download shit, you might probably get in like some kind of trouble.
I should be Guild.
Should
I owe them a lot of money.
Do you?
Yeah, I keep on just doing Screen Actors Guild.
No, I meant like WGA.
Oh.
Did you get screeners if you're a SAG?
I think you do, yeah.
Do you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. You get
I don't know, I'm not either.
I'm supposed to be at this point. They literally were like, oh no, you have to be. And I was like, okay, cool. And I'm just waiting for them to not pay me on something.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep doing it.
It's fucking like $3,000.
Yeah, it's $3,000. Yeah. Fuck. And that's like $500 a year after that or something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fucking worth it if you're acting. I'm not acting enough.
Yeah, I know. That's how
that's a weird thing when they have you fucking go on a show.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're doing like stand up or you're doing like some sort of like for Big J show. That's SAG, the crowd work show, which, by the way, guys, you guys can come check me out. I will be doing the second mic with Big J. So I'm co-hosting the show the Monday after Halloween, whatever date that is. You guys can grab tickets. It's going to be the 10 p.m. show. I think Dan Soder's on the 8 o'clock show, so you guys can probably come to both.
Excuse me, guys. Very, fucking heartburn lately.
I got that. I got that right now.
Like gas and fucking, almost like burp.
I think there's some weird fucking parasite going around that people are getting. Either that or me and you both have ulcers simultaneously.
Maybe.
You're synced
my
up.
My stomach is killing me. I'm having fucking heartburn.
Yeah. Oh, it's the ulcer you guys get from carrying podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, so let's fucking, we got a little bit of time left here, guys. Shannon, let's get in. I want to get into these. We never picked your segment. How many segments did you put together for us total? Six segments. Okay. So here's the deal. When Shannon first came on as a producer, I wanted to test her. Nick, do you guys have a producer on Cumptown?
Nope, just me.
Wow. So when Shannon came on, I was like, I want you to be creative, and I want you to come up with some segment ideas, because I like doing segments, you know? And she came up with a bunch. This is more than six, Shannon. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Because there's two that don't necessarily count.
No, these are all going to count, Shannon.
Okay.
These all count. So, exactly. No, you did have seven because the one is null and void.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we're going to choose it right now. Nick, I want you to help us choose a segment.
Okay.
All right, buddy? Because you're very creative and you produce your own show. So you have a very...
Sure.
Your producer mindset. I like it.
Okay.
So, Shannon's segments, episode 109. This segment never actually came to fruition, but the idea was for each co-host or guest to give one high point and one low point of their week on their dating and relationships. It's the weekend dicks.
So what happened? We ended up to what? Why didn't it come to fruition, Shannon?
That was the first week that you ever mentioned it to me. So you said it like before the episode, so I didn't get to come up with anything. So I was saying, since my podcast is about relationships, maybe we can do something to that effect.
So you shamelessly plugged your podcast.
I didn't
by
say the name
this.
Of it, but it's called The Thing Is.
I know what you did. I know what the fuck you did. You're very shady, Shannon. That one's off.
Do you talk about titty fucking on that show?
I'm sure it's come up.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure.
It'll be a titty fucking podcast in 2 weeks.
That's a great podcast idea.
Yeah. Girls be titty fucked.
Yeah. It's easier to sell advertising than for Cumtown, probably.
Yeah.
All right, so episode 110, the other half, which is celebrity news articles reviews. No, we do that anyway, Shannon. Yeah. That's like kind of what we if there's some interesting shit about celebrities, we talk about that. That's just like what we do.
It's got to be a game. Do you have any game options?
I don't know.
No.
Should have a game segment.
I agree. I want a game on the show.
They should give you a budget every week to like buy some piece of shit thing that you could give to whichever guest wins.
We're not
whatever.
Giving her a budget, Nick. I don't like your fucking how you're like going out and telling her we're gonna be giving her money to.
You
fucking
said I'm a producer. I get a producer credit on this, right?
Fine. Yeah, by the way, can you give Nick a producer credit when you put this episode out?
The game is this: you pick the coolest credit for me to get, and then Lewis gives you, I don't know, $500, and then you go buy something. For me. Go buy me PlayStation. That's the game.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Go buy Nick something with my money. Then episode 111.
It's
bitches
called food out of James's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitches be crazy. Crazy bitch stories every week. The Dragon Lady. Yeah. Once again, Shannon, I feel like this isn't a segment as much as it's like a topic. We're going to just talk about that. No. Episode 112, Freaking Freaks, sex-related stories. Isn't that the same exact segment as the first one, Shannon?
No, because it's stories from the internet. What was the example for that one?
I don't like any of these. Shannon, I'm going to be honest with you. I know which one we're doing. Okay. I already know which one we're doing.
What is it?
Okay. From episode number 113, the brand new segment is cupcakes. Shannon, she baked cupcakes for Zach's birthday.
Yeah.
And that was a segment on the show where we gave Zach cupcakes.
That's great.
Shannon.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Cupcakes every week.
But then I have to get a budget for that.
How much is it to make cupcakes? Not that much money.
Like,
pad it. You gotta fucking
15,
pad it.
$20.
You gotta skim off the top.
For cupcakes.
For my time.
Oh really? You're including your baker's fee in the fucking cupcake, Shannon?
But I make them from scratch. I make the frosting from scratch.
Stop. Buy a fucking.
You make the frosting from scratch? How? I've never known how to make frosting. That's
for,
amazing.
For Zach's, it was because he likes peanut butter and chocolate, so it was butter, just butter, sugar, peanut butter, vanilla, a little bit heavy cream.
She's also reading the recipe for just me.
Yeah. I was blown away when somebody can make like a thing that you were like, yeah, you would never make that. That
yeah,
part,
why
that
wouldn't you just buy the fucking? Right. Here's the thing, Shannon.
I feel like I make my own hot dog buns.
Shannon, you don't have to make the cupcakes every week or make the frosting every week. You have to make cupcakes every week. You can buy the frosting out of a little tub.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you're just like compromising her like artistry. You know what I mean?
Well, you're right. The actual segment was homemade frosting. Yeah. But I feel like frosting isn't even, it can't be that time consuming. You fucking mix it.
But I put love into it. It takes
Wait,
some time.
You rub your pussy into the frosting? Yeah.
So
that's what that is. The secret ingredient was.
$15 budget.
Didn't we just give you a raise?
I thought we're not going to talk about that.
We didn't talk about it?
No, not in the air.
Oh, sorry. We didn't give you a raise.
Why wouldn't we talk about the podcasting money?
Is that what the raise was for, so I can make cupcakes?
It's for fucking cupcake money.
Do people get mad at you when they know you're getting paid to podcast? They get mad at me.
I mean, it's not an amount to be angry
oh,
about.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. What about your fucking raises you just got, you fucking asshole?
That changes it.
Matt Sester Skulls was paying to produce the show.
Yeah. My new segment, Shannon's an unappreciative cunt.
No, I'm so appreciative. I really am. Yeah. And I'm happy to make the cupcakes, but it is like a little, just a little.
Time consuming.
It's not, I have the time.
How about a different pastry every week?
I can make something different.
How about Shannon Cooks? That's the segment. And we eat whatever you bring in every week.
Cannolis? Can you do cannolis?
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
So, but then does it have to be...
And those are way easier to put the love into because you put the cannoli right into your vagina, you pull it out, and it's glazed.
It's like an applicator.
Yeah.
Do they all have to be like gluten-free and like no sugar, no grains? No.
He literally has an ulcer already.
Once in a while, I would like to have a nice healthy treat. Shannon.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. This is what happened when she brought the cupcakes the first time. No one fucking ate them, dude.
That's right.
because you're on some diet that you're on occasionally. Zach was just having, I don't know, a day where he just didn't want to eat sugar in front of us.
Ari, it was his good day.
Yeah.
By the way, as soon as those fucking mics went off,
yeah, we all had
everyone ate cupcakes.
Oh, did they?
Multiple cupcakes.
Yes.
We hammered those cupcakes.
You should do like a Russian roulette thing where one of the pastries has just five doses in it.
Yeah.
So,
well, we have one hit of acid. We were going to do acid roulette on the show where everyone was going to take a hit of paper and then one person has the acid.
We have three hits of acid.
Do we have three hits of acid?
Yes. You have one and I have the other two.
Oh, yeah.
And don't tell the guests.
That's just way better if we just dose everybody. All right. Let's get some questions out of the way because we got to wrap up here in about 7 minutes.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right. Final segment of the day. Great show so far, boys. Got some questions that the fans want to know. You guys know what's up. Right on my Facebook, I post if you need some advice or you need some insight into our real-ass world. Just post your questions. We try to get to all the best ones every single week. So this is it, guys. Jonathan Mulholland wants to know, who is the real Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Nick?
It's me.
Joe, obviously.
Thank you.
Nick was the originator of it. Real Ass Dude, Howard Stern of MMA Radio, we got all those nicknames. You're not only the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, all three of you on your show are the Puerto Rican rattlesnakes.
Yeah, originally it was just going to be me, but then I guess Adam didn't understand.
Yeah.
That I meant it was me.
Yeah.
Adam doesn't understand a lot of things.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's funny. Their intro, they go, it's like the three Puerto Rican rattlesnakes recording live from atop the Empire State Building at the Anthony Cumia Studios. None of that's true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to thank you, Nick, for defending my rat trap at Skankfest on Cumtown.
Oh, yeah.
When you said I did it, Adam and Stav were like, why would he do that? It like made me less of a comedian. And you're like, this is a funny thing he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was. It was intense.
So,
it was hard to watch.
Thank you for
defending my art. I don't think it like it adds to you comedically. I thought you were a good writer. I don't think you need to abuse your dick on stage.
No, that's for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's also you do like freak show shit. You're a fucking freak. You have a dick piercing. I understand if fucking some open micer that was just like they just wanted attention were to do that. But if you weren't a comic, you'd be doing shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's like you're a fucking freak. John Amato wants to know, how long did it take before you were able to live solely off the income of your comedy career? For me, I mean, kind of a hard way to put it, because I've just always like hustled. So it's like, I guess 3 years ago, I stopped having a day job right after my kid was born, you know?
I still drive trucks on commercial productions sometimes, but I mean, for 2 years I lived off writing. I was able to just write, but you know, I mean, it's like any other kind of, you know, thing where you're a business owner. I mean, your bottom could fall out at any fucking moment, so you never really have any stability.
If you're trying to do stand-up, you can't go like, get the fucking money out of your mind.
Right. I don't think anybody that's been doing it less than 20 years really feels any kind of like real security.
Yeah.
Regardless of the amount of, like,
literally Big J I'm very close to Big J.
Yeah.
Just very recently started having like money where if he just fucking wanted to buy a new TV, he can go buy a new TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Like most comics.
You could talk about Lawrence getting that $100,000 or whatever on the show.
Life changing.
But immediately 50% of that goes to taxes.
Taxes,
then
your
manager and agent fees come out of the untaxed amount. So then that's what, 25%?
Yep.
So, you know, if it's $100,000 in the check initially.
You're walking out with like 35, 40.
Yeah, 30 something. And then that money fucking goes quick. I mean, if you live in New York City.
Yeah, you're married, you're trying to buy a house, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have a steady.
Batman toys.
You don't have a steady paycheck, so he gets that once out of the year, and then suddenly, you know, he's total income. I mean, I don't know his fucking finances, but
yeah, I'm sure he's doing okay because he writes a lot and gets a lot of gigs. But it's not if you're doing stand up or getting into this industry for money, it's gonna be a long fucking road.
Also, don't at all rely on stand up to ever be your sole source.
Oh, and it's not gonna be stand up. It's gonna be whatever I do.
Writing
podcasting.
Stuff,
I make money off of radio and podcasting. Stand up, I make like fucking pocket money off.
The most I ever made off stand up was probably $7,000 in a year.
Yeah, I don't even know. But this isn't the type of thing. My advice to anybody who's doing stand up that's asking that question is get the money out of your mind, and the quicker you it's like working out. I always try to relate everything back to working out. They say if you're trying to like lose weight, don't focus on losing weight. Focus on other goals, like focus on increasing your vertical leap by six inches. Because in order to increase your vertical leap by 6 inches, that's going to be a byproduct of it. You're going to lose weight. You're going to build muscle. So that's focus on getting funny and diversifying yourself and creating really funny, strong, unique content. And the money will naturally come.
Yeah. Well, also try to focus on a way to hand that content to people and like build an audience. And I know people are like, well, how do you do that? Like start a podcast, even if it is a shitty podcast or fucking, you know, have a website or a newsletter or whatever you can do where you actually have, you know, people with money that can give it to you, because you know you're not gonna, nobody's gonna hand you anything.
Yeah, you gotta make it all for yourself. Let's get a couple more of these before we get out of here. Keith Caramello wants to know, what's the nicest thing you've ever done for another human being? Great question, Keith. Zach, nicest thing you've ever done for another human being?
I'm a bad person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I do nice things for people. What's the nice thing you ever done for another?
You know,
being
it's
nice?
Funny. I would. I don't even know if I would remember if I did, because I feel it would be kind of shitty if you did like take stock of that and be like, yeah, I'm a good person.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
The last week, Dylan Matthews at Vox just gave one of his kidneys to like a stranger. I heard.
Really?
Yeah. So after hearing that, I don't think
there's nothing we could do.
Yeah. There's no one's ever going to top that.
How about the last nice, like selfless thing that you did for a person?
I don't know. I buy bums food sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Tinkle? You're actually a good person, Tinkle.
I took my little cousin to WrestleMania like a year and a half ago, and I was just like, I'll out of my pocket. And I just knew it was a thing where I just knew that, because he's like nine, and I just knew that was a thing that when he gets older, he'll do the same kind of thing. And
it's a big memory.
And he was just so excited, dude.
He's a big
was,
wrestling fan,
yeah,
huge memory.
Well, now what's funny,
I went to WrestleMania 11 when I was fucking in the fifth grade or sixth grade. It was the fucking coolest thing in the world,
yeah. And it was actually kind of funny because it was the year that Roman Reigns lost at the last second, and he was like, you know, he's little, so he likes all like the guys that. All the heroes,
yeah.
And like we're just totally cheering for all the bad guys, and like he was crying, and I remember being like, oh, that's right, he doesn't know it's like cool to like the bad guys, and he was like, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's the first time this nine year old was ever called a faggot.
Yeah,
it was a good day.
Stop crying, faggot.
Zach, what's the last nice thing you did for somebody? You're just a piece of shit, right?
Zach, you're a nice guy. You've done something.
Yeah, I was just he's
friendly, so he doesn't have that.
You've never bought food for homeless people, you piece of shit.
I completely have.
I did not imagine you giving away food.
I have. When I was in college, I had a meal plan. Whenever I had extra meals, I would give away to homeless people.
Here's the thing. If homeless people, they have to be outside of the place they want to fucking eat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not fucking like, you know, walking around with sandwiches.
It is very rare that I will give a homeless person money.
I don't understand why fucking every single bum doesn't try to set up outside of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. I can give you small business advice if you want to run a cum podcast or if you're a bum trying to get lunch. Set up shop outside of a Dunkin' Donuts because the sandwiches are fucking cheap.
Dude, bum cum podcast.
Yeah.
That's the show. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
A podcast for homeless people. That's my next
You just venture. Literally interview homeless guys as they jerk off.
Oh, I gave money to Connor's Cure.
Connor's Cure?
The pediatric cancer thing that WWE does.
Yeah.
Okay.
People came to me, like these horror people wanted me to do a thing on their show.
Faggot shit.
And they asked if I wanted money or I could donate what they were going to pay me to any charity.
Oh, that's nice.
Have you seen the commercials for St. Jude's?
Yeah.
Anyway, the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, where they have these kids with all these like growth deformities or whatever. Yeah. But the kids they got to like act in the commercial are almost too good at acting.
Yeah.
So it has this like creepy vibe to it. It might just be me. Yeah. But
like, is this a St. Jude's commercial or Alien Nation? These guys are good.
they're fucked up. And there's one that's all tiny in a wheelchair. And he's like, only with the help of people like you.
Like, dude, be like, I've been doing like, comedy for 12 years and I can't read cue cards that good.
Yeah. I don't know how he did it, but it weirded me out.
I did that actually for St. Jude's for my birthday last year. I posted on Facebook instead of fucking getting me anything anybody was planning on it or buying me a drink because I don't drink anymore. Yeah. Make a donation.
That's
to
a convenient
Jude's.
Way to get people who weren't going to give you anything anyways to not give anything to a charity and then feel good about
it. Well, no, here's the thing. You figure fucking, you know, five or six people are even, they probably wouldn't have gotten me anything, but they see that and they go, I'll make a fucking donation. Why not? You know, children's shit always kind of touches me. But I was, yesterday, actually, I did something kind of selfless. It was a very, it's a little moment. I was walking my kid home from school off the subway in Harlem, and there was this woman. There's a big Harriet Tubman statue, like a huge. Actually, I posted the picture on Instagram and on Facebook. huge Harriet Tubman statue. It's kind of a cool statue in Harlem, right kind of where I live. And there was this woman who was trying to take it, like a black woman, older black woman, who was trying to take a picture of it, like with kind of like a shitty, like fucking burner phone. And it just wasn't great lighting. So it was like really just like, I'm watching her like be disappointed in this picture. And she was like, oh, she's like, oh, it just the sun went down. So I stopped. I was like, miss, you want me to take a picture? And she was like, would you? So I took a picture. I put it through like a bunch of filters on Instagram and I sent it to her. And this woman acted like I fucking saved her life. She was like, she sent me a bunch of like prayers through text. I want to be like, lady, stop fucking texting me your prayers. Yeah. I don't want to fucking have your weird fucking mumbo jumbo Christian
steps
prayers.
Steps in and saves the day with his Metro PCS phone.
No, I have a fucking, first of all, I do have Metro PCS. You guys are all ignorant faggots for not.
I like how you just help some like some drug dealer with a fucking burner phone.
She wasn't a drug dealer. She was a sweet old woman.
Did you guys get to 7? Any of you get to 7? You're not buying that?
Yeah. No, I got the 6.
I have the 6S. I like it.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Oh,
yeah,
the 7 iPhone or the...
7 iPhone.
Yeah, I'm not fucking...
Oh, the iPhone. I'm sorry. I have the Samsung Galaxy 6.
Oh, oh. Yeah, isn't that the one that explodes?
Yes. The 7 is the one that explodes.
Oh,
if you set it on, yeah, it just lights on fire for no reason.
Yeah.
You guys realize Lewis just took a picture of an old black lady and thought it was a statue of Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Now that I think about it.
I thought the woman asking for the picture was Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on right now? All right, we got to get out of here. This was a fun one, man. Nick, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having
me, man. Check out Cumtown, guys. Great podcast. Very funny. Those guys are fucking killing it, man. Really, really funny show. I've listened to like, at least 10 episodes at this point, so you guys are really good, man. I enjoy the show a lot. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, at Nick Mullen, at Chris Tinkle with a K, at Zach is not funny, at Louis J. Gomez, at I am Shannon Lee. Yes, and the Real Ass Podcast. Tell your friends about it, and make sure you give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Positive reviews, rankings, all that shit. We're out. Peace.
That's all, folks.